you're simply prolonging the children's stress and anxiety one, and they'd be less able to deal with that than their secondary school peers. Additionally, when we look at the issue of deferral, you're looking at the issue of class size and the space. Let us say in your class there are 30 students and half of those students opt to defer. But you have another 30 students coming up from Standard 4 into Standard 5 next year. Can we realistically accommodate all of those students to ensure maximum learning and quality education delivery? So we are not sure that's the best option when we look at our primary schools, their layout, their class sizes and the class spaces, as well as the resources necessary to have these things done.